I still had this burning desire to serve the New York City area. I decided to, again, look into somehow, legally, putting a radio station in the New York City area. And the cheapest, most interesting way that I could figure out how to do that was to do the model that was being done in Europe with the offshore pirate stations off of England. And I decided to buy a ship, put a radio station on it. We dropped anchor in July of 1987 off the coast of Long Island, New York. We proceeded to begin broadcasting free speech, uncensored radio to the New York City area on 1620 AM, 103.1 FM, and international shortwave.
Okay, well, if you've just tuned in, this is Radio New York International, the station dedicated to peace, love, and understanding, run and operated by a group of individuals that want to bring free radio back. Okay, I don't know where it went, but we're bringing it back anyway.
I mean, it was short-lived. I mean, we were only on the air for about 4 or 5 days, and they came out again, you know, with all kind of federal agents and Coast Guard ships and guns and all that to shut down our free speech radio station. Of course, we were detained. We weren't really arrested because we didn't violate any law because we were in international territory on a foreign registered vessel. And we were enjoined by the court not to broadcast until all the legal issues were settled. But effectively, we realized that offshore radio was just not going to work off the coast of New York City.